sabbaticals. The principles of sabbaticals are not found in the articles of our church constitution. They're not found in the workplace health and safety instructions from the Baptist Association, although they would do well, I think, to consider embracing them as a way of caring for pastors and their families. I'm sure, like me, you are very familiar with stories of so many pastors and church leaders who have found themselves burnt out and worn out by the load that they have to carry. Unfortunately, this is not a principle that is widely held to be useful in a lot of churches. So, it's important for us to understand why Westview has not just embraced this, but we apply it to a wide range of roles and responsibilities within our church. The principles of sabbatical that Westview has adopted over the 42 years of our existence, I believe, that are founded on the nature and the character of our holy God. They're not an administration thing. There's an administrative part of it, of course there is. But the principles, the foundations, the reason why we hold to this principle is because it is built on the nature and character of our holy God. God's holiness is not based on random acts of incredible sovereignty, and his purposes are not found in arbitrary, haphazard rules and regulations. God's holiness is revealed in many ways, but it is in his order, his creativeness, his purposefulness, his completeness that we see much of our holy God. In the beginning, God created light. He brought order out of chaos, light out of darkness, purpose out of confusion. Over six fantastic days, he brought into existence everything that exists today and has ever existed for the praise of his glory and for the purpose of worshipping him, because he alone is worthy of that worship. Paul told the Colossians that Jesus, being the very image of the invisible God, created for himself, for his glory, all things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, created through him and for him. And that through his word, his holy law, they were then organized systematically, methodically, ways for humankind, the pinnacle of God's creation, ways for us to enjoy that creation. Although by that stage we had rejected God's sovereignty by sinning, but God graciously provided ways for us to still enjoy his creation and to use it for our benefit and for our good. And when God had finished creating everything, and he'd placed humans in his finished world, and he instructed them to look after it, on that seventh day, he rested. He rested. Genesis 2, verses 1 to 3. Thus, the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them, and on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. In the Genesis account of creation, at the conclusion of each day is recorded the phrase, "There was evening and there was morning." Remember hearing that? There was evening and there was morning. But this phrase is noticeably absent on the seventh day, on which God rested. Of course, this is not resting because God is out of energy or out of power or he's run out of the get up and go. It's resting in the sense of completion. It is done. Having finished the task. Jesus tells us in John 5:17, in fact, that his Father is always at work. He never stops. But on that seventh day, he rested because it was finished. At the conclusion of the seventh day, this phrase, "there was evening, there was morning," it's missing. It's not there. It's like the seventh day is the eternal day. It goes on forever. God rested. We are to rest and enjoy our Creator in an infinite way. This is so we are to reflect on our holy God, on His holiness, on His worthiness. Here, right at the beginning of human history, and then right throughout the Scriptures, we are reminded as His people to observe what God has done and to enjoy what He has done. How many of the Psalms remind us to reflect and enjoy what God has done, the works of your hands, your mercy, His grace in His creation, in its purpose, in us. We are to enjoy these things. Jesus echoes this very principle in His call for people to come to Him and find rest in Him. In the very last chapter of the book of Revelation, rest is alluded to in the great day of Jesus as His followers discover the new Eden and this world passes away, and those who follow Christ will find themselves in the complete joy of what God intended for us in His holy presence. It's that idea of rest. Rest from the worry of this world. Rest from what we have to contend with here as we are waiting for that great day. It is what we are looking forward to rest in Him, in that day that will last forever. There is no morning and there is no evening. It is the day that will continue forever. So we place sabbaticals right in the heart of this call to holy rest as we encourage elders, deacons, and other leaders within our church community to apply sabbatical principle to their ministry. And we place a lot of weight, I think, on the passage we read earlier from Leviticus 25, as the idea of sabbatical is found in this seven-year cycle the people of Israel were to observe in their farming practices. We're not a farming community here at Westview. We may grow a few things in our backyards. Michelle is growing beetroot and rocket, some spinach and some cauliflowers. But I don't think she considers herself to be a farmer. But this is where we find the basis of this principle that we have applied over so many years to our practice here at Westview. The land was to be farmed for 6 years and then left to rest, fallow, for that seventh year, to allow it to rest and to be restored for use again for that next 6 years. After that, the land was not to be worked, not to be systematically ploughed, sown, tended, and harvested in that seventh sabbatical year. And so at the heart of sabbatical for the participant is this concept of rest, of well-being. People think this is a new thing, this idea about well-being. This is something that God had in mind from the very beginning for us to rest and enjoy and to celebrate Him in that rest. It could be a time of recovery. It should certainly be seen as working proactively to prevent that burnout, that wearing out that I talked about earlier. I think that's something that we should definitely be thinking about. In verse 4 of Leviticus 25, the rest is described as solemn. It's important, and given that we believe sabbatical is founded on this principle of our God being holy, it has a spiritual, like a sacred dynamic to it. We would do well to listen to what this principle is about. And over 40 years ago, when a group of people inspired by the Holy Spirit established Kings Langley Baptist Fellowship, which went on to be known as Kings Langley Baptist Church and now Westview Baptist Church, they considered, I imagine, their experience of caring for pastors and their families. They looked at the Scriptures and thankfully decided these sabbatical principles were worthy of applying. I'm sure many of it came out of bad experiences that they recollected that had happened to pastors and leaders that they were familiar with. But we're thankful to God that at that time, they decided, well, we're going to do something about that. And God led them into the principle of sabbatical. So over the journey of these 42 years, I believe Bob Stock may have had three sabbaticals, one sort of imposed on him following Jocelyn's death, but I think he had three. I think Tony had two. One of them was kind of broken up into two shorter breaks, but he had those sabbaticals. Others in leadership roles have also applied the sabbatical principle to their own situations. I took a sabbatical in 2014, and then when JJ comes off his, it will be just about time for me to have another one in 2022, about halfway through 2022. So there's a real cycle to these things, and we're aware of them. I wouldn't say that we have them on a calendar and a chart, but we are aware of them, and we certainly encourage people whose sabbaticals are coming up to consider what their sabbatical will be about. As we apply the principles of Leviticus 25, that the purpose of sabbatical is to rest, to be restored, and so to be productive and effective in our ministry for the next season, the next 6 years in that cycle. By reducing or eliminating the systematic ministry work of the participant, they are freed up to do just that, rest. Review their ministry responsibilities and capabilities. Perhaps consider some further training or college courses. Gain new skills, further develop others that they have an interest in but have been unable to foster them due to the restraints of what they're involved in right now. Work on bringing a dream or a vision of future ministry into reality. Try something different altogether. Be open to the leading of the Spirit in a way that it's not that they don't want to be right now, but perhaps now limitations mean that they can't be. These are the things that we encourage in sabbatical and why they are so important. I hope you're getting the idea that this is not a holiday. I really hope you're getting the idea this is not just a holiday. It's not simply a year off work, so to speak. It is a release from the systematic ministry work that they are used to doing and is meant to allow them to rest and combine with that the review, the revival, the refitting, the reskilling under the care of the elders and the deacons of the church and under the prayerful, hopefully, the prayerful compassion of the rest of us as we encourage JJ next year and others in years to come to apply this principle. The idea is that it should deepen their passion for Christ, enhance their joy in Him and for His church, and further for develop their fruitfulness as Christ's disciple, as that branch grafted into the vine deepens that graft, grows that graft, strengthens that graft through a period of rest and revitalization. Sabbatical gives a busy person time to reflect on the joy of their calling, first to follow Christ and then to the particular ministries that God has gifted them to undertake. That gives people the opportunity to reflect again, perhaps in a more conscious way, how God has carried them through the previous 6 years. I was amazed at my sabbatical when I looked back at the things that had happened that I had no real idea were ever going to happen. And I gave thanks to God for those things that He gifted me to be able to do. Finding themselves perhaps with a little more time than usual, they're able to spend more time in God's Word, spend more time in prayerful thanks to Him, spend more time doing things that they would love to do more often, but just don't have the time to do. And while I'm sure every person who's ever taken a sabbatical at Westview would be more than willing to thank the church for the gift of this blessing, sabbaticals are a gift to the church as well. They are a gift to us as well. As many are perhaps hearing these principles for the first time and are considering the implications of applying them to our smallish church with our limitations such as they are, it's important that we don't just see next year as JJ sabbatical, but that we embrace it together and share in its benefits for him, for Suna, for his lovely growing little family, and for our church. It will require us to be ready, to be organized, and to be enthusiastic to make it all the more effective and productive in its application. Very briefly, I'd like to suggest three benefits for our church, apart from the obvious that a rested, revived, reinvigorated JJ is something that we would be helpful in the ministry of our church. Three other things that I think are an absolute blessing to our church when we apply sabbatical to our ministries. Firstly, it will provide an opportunity for us to examine the giftedness of our church community as we ask God to provide for us people to cover some of those roles that JJ will lay aside for the year. We are blessed in this community with such a diverse group of people who have sustained ministries over these 42 years and numerous other sabbaticals as people have answered the Spirit's call not to think only of their own interests but to think of the interests of others. We have such a blessed community over all of these years. It might take some sacrifice. It might cost some people to do this, some reorganization of your routine. It might take some prayer and asking some challenging questions of us and yourself. But sabbaticals provide the opportunity for people to find out how their dependence on God really works. That's one of the benefits of participating in this sabbatical, even if it's not you that's taking the sabbatical. Deepening that dependence on God as you are prompted by His Spirit to step up and take on a role or responsibility to fill a gap. It might even lead to more permanent roles for some in ministry or service in our church community, in leadership, in administration, in pastoral care. It might require some training, mentoring, encouragement, walking with JJ or someone else for a while to understand the scope of the role and to gain some experience. So we would ask everyone to prayerfully consider how this is going to impact you. How are you going to participate in JJ's sabbatical next year? Second benefit for our church as we apply sabbatical principles to our situation is that we will discover our dependence on God for all that we need for lives of godliness and life together as the people of God. It's no coincidence, I believe, that we have been reminded so often in this different, difficult year of Jesus' words in John 15, verses 4 to 5. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. It would be so easy, wouldn't it, for us to simply organize the year ahead as best we can, to cover JJ's absence, to smooth over those things that he will step back from, and to make do until he is back on deck. We could easily do that. We could probably, between us all, I'm certain, manage things. But how much more beneficial for us if we commit this sabbatical to God's care now, seeking his leading, his guidance, his calling on each of us to not just make do, not just to get by, not just to smooth over, not just to mark time, but to stand in awe of our God as he uses this time to grow our church to the praise of his glory. I hope you join us as we pray that we will not just manage, not just smooth over, but that we will enjoy the blessing of dependence on our powerful God who can do more than we can ever ask or imagine. and has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. He's lavished on us wisdom and understanding so we can be amazed at his awesome response to our faith in him at this time. Finally, at the risk of putting a lot of pressure on JJ, the anticipation of JJ's return following sabbatical is another benefit of following this biblical principle in the first place. The anticipation of a rested elder of our church, focused on his ministry, refreshed from his year of review and renewal, be a great joy for JJ, great joy for Suna and the family, I'm sure. But what a great benefit for our church and for us to be anticipating that return. I'm sure it is one of the great benefits of this. With this in mind, I think we should be prepared for news, for a vision we didn't particularly see coming. I'm recalling here Tony Kalman coming off sabbatical. And the news he had for us was hard. It was difficult. We were at that point meeting in two separate locations. A lack of leadership meant that that was unsustainable. And coming off his sabbatical, he told us that. And then there was a period of time when we had to make really tough decisions. It wasn't easy. We should be expecting something from this sabbatical. That's why we believe in sabbatical. We want to be a church seeking God's will for our lives and for the life of our church, and we earnestly seek and ask him, I hope, to use this sabbatical to give JJ and so Westview his leading, guidance, and a vision for the way for us to do his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Sabbaticals can be agents of change, hopefully of spiritual growth for both the participant and the church. They can be risky. They can be transformative. They are certainly a blessing, helpful, useful. But whatever the result of sabbatical, we believe they are a principle based on God's holy word and a valuable, worthwhile application of his word in the life of our church. Our experience of these things has shown that God is a faithful God. He will bless us as we apply his word in the sabbatical principle to the life of our church. There will be a cost. It will cost us to set aside JJ for these 12 months. We will miss him in those roles. But the benefits of this far outweigh that short-term cost for us. And so, with that in mind, I want to pray for us as we apply this principle in practice next year and moving forward for other leaders perhaps in our church. So please join with me as we pray. Father, even in this time together this morning, perhaps there are people who have never heard of sabbatical before and haven't had the upfront experience of the benefits of sabbatical at Westview. But Father, I pray that this morning through looking at your word and through hearing the history of Westview, people are inspired and enthusiastic to embrace sabbatical as JJ considers and contemplates his break next year. Thank you, Father God, for JJ, for Suna and his lovely family. And we pray as we do plan for this 12 months off, this would be just the perfect time for he and for Suna, for Reuben and for Ivy, to place themselves at your mercy, Father God, and to enjoy the grace of a sabbatical built around wanting to grow deeper in their knowledge of Christ, wanting to grow deeper as a family in who you are. And so as a church too, Father God, I pray that, yeah, there are costs that will have to be considered, things that will have to be put in place. But Father God, let us focus on who you are, the holy, gracious, all-powerful God who will provide for our every need because your people want to be faithful to you. And so we pray your blessing on this principle in our church as we apply it next year. In Jesus' name, amen.